go sublime. Lovers entwined, divine, divine. Love is danger, love is pleasure. Love is pure, the only treasure. I'm so in love with you, birds the soul.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah.
If there is no such thing as time, you're already there and you're controlling this cycle. You say, man, look what we found here. Einstein or whoever you're talking to, Tesla, whoever you're talking to. Problems of the future can be solved by mankind because you create them. And you have to believe in the future and what we have to do. We progress. We always progress. We try to. So the Sumerian tablets, they say the same thing like Genesis said, that there were chariots of fire that came into the sky. These beings got out of them, and they walked like a man, but they had reptilian features. They had snake-like eyes, a tail, and scales, right? And they were here, and they made slaves out of the people. And where they landed in is what the Bible calls Garden of Eden. They were trying to inbreed with the people here. The women would die, the babies would abort. But after 2,000 years, they started taking. The babies started being born and living. And they had tails, they had a few reptilian features of them. They could phase shift from one dimension to another dimension. And the people who know say it's from the fourth dimension, it's the next dimension. Space is expanding. Their spirits coming from the center, right? We're going counterclockwise. There's supposed to be eight other universes going counterclockwise, and that's called super universe. You know, and love's always been the message. It's just, if circumstances happen, right? People freak out, just flat flip out, you know? Well, that's where Hitler came from. Hitler came from that way. He was an outspoken, charismatic yeller, and all these people say, hey, we use this guy. Look at all these people listening to this guy. You know what I mean? And so that's just one of the trips like that. You know, it still exists. And their bloodline goes back into Sumerian times. You know, they didn't call it reptilians, or they didn't call it the, but they did because they call him Satan, they call him the devil, and it's the same damn trip. It's a negative force coming in on a positive force because it's a third dimension, right? And for it to solidify or to crystallize, it has to have both elements, right? And you have to keep up in balance, or it will one of them will destroy the other.
I do my best to sleep through the catwalk. Classicist, the posture and avant-garde. I bought a
Ray McCall named him Jules Verne. He'll probably outlive me, he's a bright bird. Keeps me company, I teach him new words. I saw a hologram at the theme park. She looked as real as me through the wet fog. Then she melted down to her ankles, turned into a million watt candle. If I knew where she went, I would follow. Walking through the land of tomorrow, Martian trinkets, plastic Apollos. In the sunshine, track to abnormal. My veins are full of flat cherry cola. Slept on the bench by the roller coaster. Dreamt I was riding on a motorbike. Lion of Judah painted on the
through the house. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Wednesday, July 13th. Get ready for an awesome Edmonton dance party in Vancouver. Our friends over at winniecooper.net are throwing a rad party at the Astoria with some awesome Edmonton, Alberta bands. There for the night will be Doug Hoyer and the Joe. Don't forget about Winnie Cooper DJs Tristan Orchard and Woe Bangs, and Mile High DJs Matt and Dylan. Make sure you check it out. Doors are at 9, bands are at 10, and it's $8 to get in. See you there.
It only cost about $4.
So welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. And we started the show, like, very trippy show today. So we started with Bright Eyes from Oklahoma, I believe. The song Firewall from the album The People's Key. After that, we listened to the Robisons from New Zealand. Actually, this is a live track that we listened there, recorded in Hungary, actually in Szeged, in a place called Jász Kosma. The song was There Are Birds. And after that, we listened to Rowan Leaf Tichenor from a city called Ohrid. Ohrid. The song was Escape. And we were listening there to Spell. This is what we were listening there in the back. It's a Prophecy Son new band with other couple of people there, Kristen Ross and Jordi Walker. Yeah, so it's Spell. The EP is called Hex, and that's the name of the song. Right there. So we're going to have a couple of interviews today, but let's listen to a couple of more songs, some of my favorite songs, and I hope these are your future favorite songs as well. 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
been unturned. An emptiness is still the only thing you've learned, and it repeatedly returns to you. And everyone is being burned. The universal gift must always be returned, and everything can be unlearned. The hidden god has cast your role. The distant picture show is out of your control, and we can all explore the soul. Can't we?
You do. start celebrating Pride Weekend at the Kaya Davy Street Dance Party, powered by Telus. This massive street party is in the heart of the Davy Village. The electrifying event will be packed with disco dancers and partiers kicking off Pride Weekend.
Catch Pride Fever at this summer's most spectacular street party. We'll see you on Davy Street on Friday, July 29th, from 7 p.m. until midnight. Friday night on Pride Weekend just got better. For more information, visit VancouverPride.ca.
Well, we're back here on 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. So we were listening there to Lupine Hall with the song Sometimes. These are the guys that left Spiritualized to form this band. Pretty cool band. And before them, from Sweden, the Raybonettes with the song Charge and Revolt. The Raybonettes from all the way from Sweden. And we have a special guest here today on the phone. We have Gwen Callio from the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Hi, Gwen, are you there?
Fine, thanks. Hi, Osvaldo. Yes, I'm here.
And how are you?
Good, good.
Cool. So the Folk Festival is July 15, 16, and 17 at the Jericho Beach Party. Over 60 artists are going to be performing there. And this is the 34th edition, right?
Yes, 34 years.
Yeah, excited?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a new festival every year, I think. And even though it's kind of middle-aged, there's still a really, you know, kind of new experience for people every year. And so always excited.
Mm-hmm. People from all over the world coming to perform at the this three-day festival. What's your highlights? What are you looking for in the festival?
Oh, that's so hard, you know, because part of what how I look at the festival is, you know, yes, there's names like Roseanne Cash and Gillian Welch and Tanarwin and, you know, Josh Ritter, people who, and, well, Tim Robbins, who I'm looking forward to seeing, you kind of names you know, but in the back of my mind, I know as well that there are, amongst the artists coming, beautiful pieces of music, beautiful experiences in store, because I don't know them very well, because this is the first time I'm going to see them. So that's always kind of the exciting part of the festival for me, partly what I know and can, you know, look forward to seeing, and partly what I don't know and know I'll just love and have a new experience with.
Mm-hmm. And besides the music part, there's other components to the festival too, no?
We're kind of known for our food. It's a great food area at the festival. Everything from, you know, deep-fried somethings and hot dogs to really healthy and organic food. There's a real broad range, so you can stick to it or indulge. It's up to you, and so that's always a great part. And then the artisan market is always a great experience, too, because there's just lots of stuff from all over the world, really wonderful things to buy and kind of just shop and take a break from the music for a bit and have a look around in those areas. And then thirdly, we have the community village, which is a really great chance for people to get to know a little bit more about the various organizations and groups that are working in the city for social justice causes, environmental issues, community radio like CITR and Co-op Radio and CJSF. They have booths there as well.
So now that you mentioned that social justice and all that, is the festival geared a little bit towards that conscience of people?
That's certainly been the tradition, and it's certainly a part and parcel of what I think folk music is all about. It's the people's music, and so the tradition, the history of the festival, I guess you would say, has always been progressive in nature, providing an environment where everyone feels welcome, that there's no you know, in indications on site of anything other than a friendly, welcoming environment for people from all cultures, all ages, all races, all abilities, all lifestyles. So it's an open-hearted festival. And in that way, I think it's progressive in nature and certainly reflected in different aspects of, you know, what you'll see on the stages and just a general ambience on site.
Yeah, okay. So Friday, what time does it start on Friday?
Well, the stage, first stage goes up, two stages this year actually on Friday night go up at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
The gates are opening as always at, this year gates open at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So people have a bit of time to locate themselves either on the in front of the main stage, which starts at 5 o'clock, and then also this year we have this really very cool thing happening on stage 3 starting at 5 o'clock, and it's a real beautiful mix of tradition-based artists, you know, like Revaillon from Quebec, Daniel Lapp, Solis, the Ducks. They're going to be doing a real celebration of traditional music on stage 3. And so, yeah, that's when people can come on. As I say, the gates open at 4. The box office opens half an hour early at 3:30.
Okay. And until what time the concerts run? What's the last concert?
The last day concert on Friday night is at 9:50 with Joel Plaskett, Emergency. We need to be off the site one way or the other by 11 o'clock, and that's always our goal. And so that's, you know, the Jayhawks start at 10 o'clock on Saturday night, and Emmanuel Gell goes on at 9:30 on Sunday night, but there is a festival finale at the end of that. But every night we're down and quiet, and everybody's leaving the site by 11.
Okay, cool. Yeah, looking forward for the festival. Some of the people that are coming, Jim Bryson at the Wicker Dance, Box 65.
Yeah.
The Ducks you mentioned too, Elliot Bruth.
And there's Alfred. I mean, there's, you know, the broader based ones. It's really exciting to know that we're going to have Nomadic Caravan. This is an Indian-based group put together as sort of a showcase of the nomadic cultures of India. So that's coming over especially for the festival, those groups of musicians. I think there's about 10 of them.
Cool.
And it's very amazing music. And then one of the artists, the groups that I'm really looking forward to is Tikoka and Wanga Negez from Haiti. Brilliant acoustic music. We've got Ricardo Lembo coming. There's just a really broad range of world music, singer-songwriters, you know, Emmanuel Jal, who kind of runs in the hip-hop vein, but very world music-based, a former child soldier from Sudan. Got an amazing message, powerful message, and a great voice and musicality. So that's going to be really neat to see as well.
Yeah, you even have a band from Kyrgyzstan, no?
We did. We had high hopes of that Ordo Sakna would be here, but unfortunately, just the sheer cost of bringing that number of people from Russia proved to be a problem, and they ended up canceling their tour, which meant not only did they not are they not coming to Vancouver, they weren't last weekend. They didn't go to the island music festival. They're not going to be at Mission the week following Vancouver. Yeah, the whole tour had to be canceled, so that was quite disappointing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Yes, we're still managing to get a taste of nomadic culture, although with the Nomadic Caravan from India, but also with Tanarawen coming as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for Tanarawen. It's one of my favorite bands, actually. So looking forward for this at whatever.
Indian immigration
people.
Willing, they'll be here.
Yeah. So let's listen to Tanarawen, no?
Sure.
And then can also listen to Alpha Yaya Diallo. It's another of the highlights of the festival. No?
Oh, yeah. Alpha's just always just such a powerhouse of music. It's going to be great to see him on the festival stages again.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll put a couple of songs of people that are going to be performing at the 34th Annual Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Jericho Beach Park, which is a beautiful place, no, there?
It's one of the most beautiful festival sites in the world, I think. Hard to beat. But yeah, great park. We turn it into a little town over the weekend between the 15th and the 17th of July, and everybody's welcome to come down. Hope to see them there.
Yeah, it's right close by here from the UBC, so...
Yeah, you can just pop over.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Gwen, for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
And I will see you on the weekend, I guess.
Yes, we'll look for you down there.
Cool. Okay. So thanks, Gwen. So let's listen to Tanarawen, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Ya también lo وسي بدا كلا كسفلتي لك انت راه انتشر غير السفرك كانك تواجي رزم زلمة موافني في الجلالة نبتال عندي جوت نمي هين جاي دمي دوار فلكم تجو صيتي جيانا ما قايا يا ماما سليلاش الوان تقوري دي اصلا نسك ثانيتي اللي منو خشيش وتغن هالي سكنت في ايدي وزلونا جزارت التابت رغميت في الوينة مقا ساسوس الخال انا مريم كالور هنكو ياتا جد فلقي الانيستو سيدي خلاس استمر الله كلا ستي في وقت من الغهيار جر هرو ساكتين غرغرت النام جرى ظهر في اللون في الأولى والكل طبن كورت سبع ميلال يسك لي في مور تغرغ الزاري جازك يزلان انغانا مشراين تدقو يا سداد غدنا هان توفل فوتا جمسكا لاش الجوب النش الشريطة اللي خسرت سنفرتي دي في المسال عاش الجوب النش الشريطة اللي خسرت سنفرتي دي في المسال انو اللي بالهندي لقاستنا ميار تقدال ترمي قاقنا سريان قاقنا سريان شتوري الغير سيري رسمان امي شريت قوم قال غلبان امي شريت قوم قال غلبان ويكشت مقال نذكر دونا تلاقيتها مامش في انشار غيشي وزن دالا هريتا تاكسون ويفاكي ولجان يفضل من اللامباسات ولا ما درهن الجوان الكالين الغبوس من هال الكالين الغبوس من هال الكالين الغبوس من
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival returns to Jericho Beach Park July 15th through 17th. This year's lineup features C.R. Avery, Jim Bryson and the Weaker Thans Band, Buck 65, Roseanne Cash, Elliot Brood, The Jayhawks, Wendy McNeil, Danny Michelle, The Joel Plaskett Emergency, Tenarawen, Jillian Welch, and many more great artists. There will be terrific daytime and evening entertainment for the whole family, the Little Tykes Village, and more delicious food and drink than you can shake a stick at. Don't miss this year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 15th through 17th at Jericho Beach Park. For tickets and more information, visit thefestival.bc.ca.
I wanna find me a whole new world, a whole new world at the edge of the earth. I want a place no one has been, and I wanna get there first. I wanna follow the fish in the sea, the fish in the sea, the first to last. I want a place named after me. Is that too much to ask?
Gentlemen, would you now please welcome back your hosts for the evening, Mi-Jung Lee and Eric Garçon. Mesdames et messieurs, veuillez accueillir à nouveau vos maîtres de cérémonie, Mi-Jung Lee et Eric Garçon.
So there we were listening to Joel Plaskett Emergency. They're going to be performing also at the Vancouver Folk Festival. happening on Jericho Beach this weekend. It's going to be really cool. Lots of cool artists that are going to be performing there. Among them, well, C.R. Avery, Beats Antique, Elliot Brood, New Country Rehab, Nomadic Caravan from India, the Jayhawks. Yeah, lots of cool people performing there. And including this guy, we're going to put a live song of this guy, Alpha Yaya Diallo. It's an African singer from Guinea. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you.
gentlemen.
Seven is definitely heading for big.
Yeah, definitely.
Chains of Love are throwing a release party for their new 7-inch, July 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Fresh off impressing all comers on visits to NYC and North by Northeast, Chains of Love marry Phil Spector-style arrangements with a garage rock dance party to create a sound you'll feel like you've been missing out on for your whole life. $6 advance tickets can be snagged from Zulu, Red Cat, the Biltmore Cabaret, and online at ticketweb.ca. That's Chains of Love's 7-inch release party, July 29th at the Biltmore. Music starts at 9 o'clock.
July 21st at the Rickshaw, it's Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators. Sonic Youth's Thurston Moore is on tour to support his latest solo release, Demolished Thoughts, while Kurt Vile and the Violators will be playing plenty of tunes from the acclaimed Smoke Ring for My Halo. Special guest Hush Arbors will warm up the stage. This is a licensed all-ages show. Doors are at 8 and the show starts at 9.
Perfect lights are backwards.
Advanced tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Victoria's Ditch Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. That's Thurston Moore and Kurt Vile and the Violators, Thursday, July 21st at the Rickshaw Theater.
Back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, and we were listening there to Alpha Yaya Diallo. And he's going to be performing at the Folk Festival, and we have there in the phone to Jordan Gray, who works in vanmusic.ca, and they have an interview with this with Alpha Yaya Diallo, right, Jordan?
Hey Oswaldo, how's it going?
How are you?
Not too bad, man. A little bit sick, but hey, doing what I can.
Yeah. Jordan is from bandmusic.ca, and yeah, there's an interview there, no?
We just posted an interview about an hour ago, I'd say. Really, really good interview. It took us a few days to put together. I encourage everyone. It's on our spotlight right now to come down to vanmusic.ca and check this guy out. He is truly a very talented artist. Obviously, he won a Juno this year, so, you know, what else can I say?
Yeah, pretty cool. What other news are there in vanmusic?
It's funny that you say that. We have well over 30 contributors right now coming on to vanmusic and going out into Vancouver and Toronto and different parts of Canada, interviewing bands. In fact, earlier this week, I got to check out a band from Toronto, The MIP, which was, wow. I was really, really glad that I got to see that. But we have one interview that from our Toronto correspondent, Danica Stewart. She did an exclusive interview with 100 Monkeys. And they're actually coming into town in August.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really exciting, so I'm going to go check them out as well.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to check that out. Going a little bit off the indie scene a bit, but it's really, really cool that Van Music was able to interview someone like this, is we were able to interview Elisa Reed, which is, you put on... any pop radio station, that kind of stuff, you're going to be hearing her music every hour and that kind of stuff. So we were actually able to sit down with her for a little while and take an interview and record it, and it's up on Van Music right now as well.
Cool. So. Yeah, and I'm looking there. There's going to be a concert on Wednesday with Tyrant's Eve, a metal show called Riffs Not Riots on Wednesday at Fortune Sound Club.
Actually really, really exciting. Riffs Not Riot, you know, it's truly a good cause that's going on for that. It's, you know, when I found out about this, this was right after the Vancouver riot that happened, just around a month ago and that kind of stuff. And it was this concert and this show that they put together that, that really, really caught my eye, and I know it caught, caught a lot of Vancouver's eye and that kind of stuff, right? Because we definitely want to show that we're not just a riot city, you know, and we're promoting, you know, the independent scene that's going on in Vancouver, not just, you know, the, that 1% of bad that, that actually happened. So, yeah, that's happening on, well, tomorrow, July 13th. It's at the Fortune Sound Club. For those of you who don't know where it is, it's at 147 East Pender. Doors open at 8. The show is at 8:30. To get in the door is $15, but we're not really they're not really calling it a cost. It's more of a donation of $15 and that kind of stuff. So definitely, definitely check this out, because, you know, Titans Eve is a very awesome and tight band. So
yeah, I think the proceeds are going to the
They're going to the metal charity, to the Canucks Place Children's Hospital.
Okay, yeah.
Which is, you know, it's going to little kids, you know. For myself, I'm in my 30s, you know. A lot of us are adults and that kind of stuff, right? And this is going to money or to a place where these kids actually get to, you know, have a smile on their face because they have so much stuff that's going on in their life. And, you know, it's any time that you're doing a charity for children, it's, you know, you just want to go out and support it the best way you can. And, you know, $15 is not a lot of money. And, you know, just to think what that money will actually do is really, really exciting. So.
Mm-hmm. And also other gigs. Tonight, John Pippus is performing at the Railway Club.
Yeah,
tonight.
John Pippus. Yeah. John Pippus's band, which is really, really cool. His son plays guitar or bass for him. You know, it's more of a family-oriented band. You know, it's kind of fun seeing John Pippus go through his different stages and that kind of stuff, you know, because he's very, very successful as the one-man band. You know, he's also brought on EV, works very closely with them, and now tonight he's doing a show with Harlem White and this is bad, I'm on air and I can't even remember what the other band is, but yeah, so it's John Pippus's band.
Harlem White is they're really cool too, huh?
Yeah, oh, Harlem White is great. You know, I really enjoy listening to them. In fact, Van Music has put on a show with John Pippus and Harlem White before, and yeah, it was in February for the Valentine's Day bash that we did. You know, Shaw cameras were there, and they did a piece on it, and it went live on air, and that kind of, so it was very, very successful. Anything that John Pippus does, you definitely want to check out. You know, he does the Trees Festival or the Trees Show. Every week on Friday and Saturdays, and he's constantly bringing in independent music. So this guy is definitely well known in Vancouver for the independent scene, and yeah, he's playing live tonight, which is, you know, you don't get to see him all that often play. So
yep, cool.
Definitely check him out at the Railway Club.
Yeah, and also Synthcake, Tirana Horse, and the Wizards are playing at the Cobalt on Friday 22nd. That one, you don't want to miss that concert. And also this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret, there's going to be a vinyl fair, so you can go and check out some vinyl there, some LPs. Yeah, at the Biltmore. So thank you, Jordan, for giving us the update there for the interview.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And we're going to give away tickets now. We're going to put Meep, no? Let's put this girl, Meep.
Okay, yeah. Meep is really, really cool. I was very, very impressed. You know, she has an amazing, amazing vocal. So
cool. Okay, and then we got a couple of CDs here that people send us. So we'll try to get to those before Ashley comes with what Pink sounds like in like 8 minutes' time. And in the meantime, let's give away tickets to go check out White Lung Nuisance at the Waldorf Hotel, Saturday, July 30th. White Long is a really, really cool band. They're going to be playing with Nuisance. And also, Ice Age, Cult of Youth, and Tyler Feth. So give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And you can go check out this concert at the Waldorf. Okay, well, thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, Oswaldo. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yeah, see you.
Cheers.
So we'll be right back.
Best